We begin this edition of Ozarks at Large with the results of yesterday's off-year election. Statewide, voters approved the dedication of an already existing 4-cent diesel tax for interstate rehabilitation by a wide margin. In Fort Smith, voters going to the polls rejected a long-debated 1% prepared food sales tax by a 2-to-1 margin. Michael Tilley, the editor and publisher of thecitywire.com, has been covering the sales tax discussion since the beginning, and he's with me on the phone from his office in Fort Smith. Michael, you last week on this program predicted that it would not probably succeed, and...
Well, I'm not surprised that it went down. I'm surprised at the margin. I mean, that in political terms, that is that's a big loss for the city. It'll be interesting how they... It'll be interesting how they recover from this. And budget meetings start tomorrow night, in fact, to prepare for 2012. And so the city is going to have to find at least $800,000 in a general fund budget that's already tight, if not beyond tight. So we've got a lot of decisions to make in the next few months on how we're going to fund the convention center and to what extent.
Have there been any hints? Do you think there's been a contingency plan that where that $800,000 might come from if what happened last night at the polls happened?
Well, the city did a couple of months ago and put out a Plan B report. Of course, they took a lot of heat from it because they essentially said, you know, we're going to have to cut. I think they proposed around $315,000 from the police department. A little over $200,000 from the city parks department, probably cut around $200,000 from what's called an outside agency fund, where they help local charities primarily help them, you know, pay utility bills so they can, you know, Boys and Girls Club type things, feed the poor type things. So they'll probably cut that. Now, the opponents of the tax call that scare tactics, but. And maybe it was, but when the general fund budget, when 60% of that general fund budget is made up of these critical services, it's hard to cut and not cut some of those services.
It seems like everybody has said now in the hours since the polls closed and the results have been known that everyone wants the convention center to keep operating.
Right. You know, and I'm sure there'll be some better analysis even by me in the future. I think my initial thinking, and this could change, but my initial thinking is that the city has been so ham-fisted in its approach toward this, going on for now 3 years. They didn't bring in groups to discuss it. I mean, I've told folks before that I want to write a how not to run an election book, and I'm going to use this whole example to write the book. I mean, the book will almost write itself, but you know, they didn't bring people in. They didn't have a grassroots get out the vote campaign. All of the drama associated with this petition that eventually went to the court and the city lost its court case to put this on the ballot. You know, I talked to a lot of people in my circles who said they don't have a problem with the 1% prepared food tax. They support the convention center. They just wanted to send a message to the city that this is not how you conduct business. That's a little bit, you know, the classic cut your nose off, spot your face problem, but I hear some of that. And Kyle, the other thing I hear is, well, this was just a general anti-tax mood pervasive now around many parts of the country. And here's why I reject that argument. Let's look in Clarksville, Arkansas, just down the road, near where I grew up. They approved three different issues for supported by a 1-cent sales tax extension. They're going to build an aquatic center. That received 61% of the vote. They extended the sales tax also to fund police station improvements, 60% of the vote, and to extend the sales tax for fire station improvement. That's 65% of the vote. Lowell approved a 1-cent city sales tax extension with 81% of the vote. Benton down in central Arkansas approved, the last I checked, approved overwhelmingly a 1.5% prepared food tax extension to build a convention center. So, To simply blame this on an anti-tax, anti-government mood, I think it's short-sighted and it fails to recognize what happened around the state last night.
There was at least one other rejection I know in Boone County. A sales tax proposal went down. I think 86% said
right.
No.
Well, in North Little Rock lost a couple sales tax extensions, sales tax extensions for items. I think that's the point. Yes, there are other things that went down, but looking at just those three communities that I mentioned earlier, I think it vacates any notion that there's just overwhelming anti-tax, anti-government mood in Arkansas.
Now, Fort Smith, sometime perhaps in 2012, perhaps in March, we'll be talking about an extension of a tax to help the Fort Smith Fire Department. Do you think there's any residual influence from this to that?
Well, I think I would be foolish not to think so. It'll be interesting to see if the city board of directors and top city staff learned any lessons about how they approach the public, especially in terms of educating them about the need and tying the revenue back to them, how it really relates to them. And I think those are things they failed to do on the 1% prepared food tax. But yes, I mean, here we go again. You know, the roller coaster doesn't stop. But part of that tax will be to extend or to continue improvements on this wet weather sewer system problems we have that the Department of Justice is requiring us to fix. And within that, they'll probably ask for roughly just a little over $8 million in fire station improvements, a new fire station in Chaffee Crossing, and upgrades to existing buildings and equipment.
Finally, in full disclosure, the City Wire had an editorial urging voters to approve this sales tax. What was the motivation behind that?
Well, we followed, as you know, and we've talked about it for years now. We followed this issue for a long time. We've looked at how other cities conduct this. It's a common tax. It's not by any means, to call it a tax too is almost, I know it's a game of semantics, but it's more of a fee. If you don't eat out, you're not paying it. And we also noted in our editorial that there was an ad hoc committee back in 2010 that looked at this issue, and they looked at the 1% prepared food tax. They looked at a third-party operator. They looked at reinstituting a business license fee. Kyle, they looked at all kinds of options on what was the best way to fund the operations of the convention center. And this is a group of private sector business people. And through all of that, they came back and said, you know, the 1% is the easiest, it's the most painless, it's the most common, and it's the best way that would allow Fort Smith to compete with other cities its size or larger in the recruitment of conventions to the city. So that was the basis for our argument.
Michael Tilley is the editor and publisher of thecitywire.com that covers politics, business, and more for the Fort Smith region. Michael, thank you.
Hey, thanks for talking to us, Kyle.